Ephesians chapter 2. Pray for us in the Word of God, and Lord, help us. Help our hearts from what God has to say. Pray for me. I had a little trouble seeing. I went to the eye doctor, and they found out I was right, brother. They didn't get my prescription right. So they get me some new lenses, but I can see a little bit. Not a whole lot. But the Lord help us. Ephesians chapter 2. Father, in Jesus' name, bless the time. Add your touch and your power to your word. In our hearing, I ask you, Lord, this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 2. Now look, we'll look, I'm just going to read it and then we'll go on. Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. God speaks to us in time past there, and who and what we were. And he said in verse 4, but God. Now I know in the scripture, God says that statement's made multiple places, Brother Hyatt, but God. And really, what God's saying is, on the other hand, or after God moved. This is where we were. This is who we were. But God. But God. You're no longer that person, or you're no longer in that shape. You're no longer in that deadness of sin, Brother Todd. But the reason is but God. That's the reason that's no longer so. But God. It's not of our own self. It's not of our own being, our own bloodline, which is no good. It's Adamic. It all goes back to Adam, and it's bad. And it's depraved, and it's none seeketh after God. None doing good. No, not one. It's nobody. When God says none, he means none. That's what he means, is none. Like when he says all, he said, here we all had. He said, but God. But God. But God. He said, who is rich in mercy. He is rich in mercy. I wrote this in my Bible. He chose me. I did not choose him. It's not a decision. Old man does have to turn to God, but it's not. We'll see that in the scripture this morning. He chose me, Brother Todd. You say, I chose God. Well, you moved towards God because God moved towards you. He chose you, and you was chosen of God, and in time, Brother Hyatt, God moved towards us. Yeah. I was chosen long before he moved towards me. Yeah. I was chosen before I was ever born in this world. That's the known. We know that from Scripture, but he did the choosing. I did not, and if he had not, I'd still be in the shape. You'd still be in the shape. You would not be where you're at today if it was not for God. You would not be. You would not be here. You might not even be where you're at. You wouldn't be here in the house of God. You wouldn't be, have no desire, have no life, no fellowship, no walk with God except for but God. It's the only way. He said he's rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy. Mercy, I think in my own words, mercy is kindness and favor that you do not deserve. Right. You did not merit it, Brother Hyde. I did not merit it. I could not obtain it. And I don't get ahead of myself. We'll get there in the scripture, and we'll look in Galatians at a couple of verses. But it's mercy. It's the kindness and the goodness of God that you did not deserve. I'll say again, deserve, Sister Linda, is not a good word when it comes to man in the English language, because that means that you had the merit to earn it. If you deserve something, then you did something to deserve it. You earned it. You accomplished something to get you to that point. And man, but a sinful man before the face of God, deserve is not a good word, but to us. It's not kind to us, because that mercy has nothing to do with that, Brother Todd. It has absolutely nothing to do with the merit of man. It's purely the mercy of God. He said he's rich in mercy, rich in mercy, rich in mercy. Now listen, he said here in the scripture, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Now I'm going to tell you what that means. He said he's rich in mercy, and that word for there really means because of. That's really what it means. It means because of. Why is, listen, how is God rich to us in mercy, Brother Hyde? How is he rich to us in mercy? By the great love wherewith he loved us. Right. The love of God is how he's mercy. That's where the mercy flows from. I know it flows from God, but it's the love that produces it. It's the love of God. That listen, child of God, class this morning, I don't totally comprehend all that, nor can I totally explain it to you. You just feel it. How do you explain the love of God, Sister Linda? You feel it. You experience it. He loved you, thank God. He chose you. That's how it happened. He said His great love wherewith he loved you is he gave himself. God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son. There's the love of God. He gave all and the best and everything that he had for you that hated him, for me that hated him. We despised him. We rejected him. We said crucify him, Brother Hyatt. We screamed that, crucify him. We don't want him. Give him Barabbas. We don't want him. We despise him. We reject him. We don't want nothing to do with him. He's no good. We have no desire to him. There's nothing about him that's beautiful to us. There's no comeliness. We don't desire nothing. Crucify him. We hate him. He loved us. There's people sitting here in the house of God this morning that I'd give my life for them, but I don't think they hate me. Right. Think about that. They don't despise me. They don't hate me. They might not agree with me on everything, but don't hate me. We hated him, Brother Hyatt. We despised him. We rejected him. Yeah. We spit on him. We smote him. Yeah. We mocked him. Yeah. We laughed at him in his nakedness. Mm-hmm. We gambled at his clothes. We did that. Our sin did that. That's right. You say, I wasn't there spitting on him. You would have if you'd have been there. You'd have said, despite, we don't want him. Give us Barabbas. Crucify him. Away with him. It's the whole reason he came. Do the will of the Father and die for sin. He said, his great love wherewith he loved us, Christ was given. Notice this, and may the Lord help us. He said, even when we were dead in sins. A dead man, you're dead. Listen, there's no way that a dead man can come to God except God quicken him, and that's because he chose him. Yeah. How can a dead, and I know we've heard it, listen, I'm telling you the scripture is plain. There's no denial. I don't know how anybody could think any different, but there's absolutely no way that a dead person has any kind of response at all, Brother High. They're dead. We've all been to a funeral home, and there's a body laying there in an open casket. I thought about Daniel, had him open. That was my choosing. It was tough. I had him open here in the church. But there's a body laying there, and that casket is dead. It's not going to move. And you can go up and speak to it. You can go up and talk to it. I've seen people grab the hand and shake it. I've seen people bend their own kiss. That's all good, and I ain't condemning. I ain't throwing no stones at that. Do what you want to do. It's not my point. What I'm saying is you're not going to get no response out of that body that's laying in that casket. There's no life in it. The spirit is gone. There's no air to breathe. There's no blood pumping. There is absolutely no life in that body. You're not going to get no response, Sister Lynn. It don't make no difference what you do. You can shake that body. You can pick it up out of that casket. You can do what you want to. It's not going to come alive. There's no response because there's no life. And a sinner is that way. You were that way. You had no life to respond to God. You had no spiritual life that would cause you to say, I'm going to go to God. It wasn't there, Brother Hyde. It was dead. It was dead to God. It was dead to God. That took place in the garden when they broke the command and law of God. They died towards God. God told them that, thou shalt surely die. You're going to die. They disobeyed God. Unbelief. Lack of, then no faith, unbelief in God, what God said. That's what God counted Abraham as righteousness was faith. He believed. They did not believe God. They disobeyed God. They died towards God immediately. Not the next day, Brother Hyatt. Not when they figured out they was naked and they went and covered themselves with fig leaves and hid themselves from God, they died right then when they broke the command of God. God told them, and they died spiritually towards God. You was dead towards God. How could you respond to God? You're a dead man laying in a casket. You're a dead man walking. You're a dead woman walking. And you have no spiritual life in you, capability to respond to God until God quickens you. You're dead. You're Lazarus in the tomb. You can't get out. You're the dead one in the byre, and you can't get out. Can't. Ain't got no life. That's why it don't do no good. Listen, that's why man can't get no, you can't get nobody to God of your own power. That's why it has to be the Holy Ghost, has to be the Spirit of Christ and the power of God, because, brother, we can read the Bible, we can read the whole Bible to a sinner, but it won't put no spiritual life inside of him to respond to God. It can't do it. There's life in this. This is the written word. Christ is the living word. But I can't put it in them. I can't do it. They're dead. They have no ability to respond to God. He said, even when we were dead in sins, was dead, is dead to God. He was alive, man, physically, naturally, Brother Hyatt, we're walking this earth. Our blood's flowing. We got air that God's given us to breathe, and we got life in us. The life is in the blood, according to the scripture. God's given us that. We got that naturally, but there's no spiritual life in a dead man. He's dead. Death. In fact, the word of God in Romans said death passed upon all men, but all have sinned. Adam sinned in the garden. We're his blood. We're his descendant. We're his lineage. It's in us. Sin him, sin us. We're dead to God. He said we were dead in sin. He said, hath quickened us together with Christ. He's quickened you. He's made you alive. He said, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Now listen, I wrote this in the Bible, child of God, class this morning. His life is your life. The life that's in Christ is the life that's in us. Spiritual, quickened. We're quickened, thank God. Jesus rose again the third day. Listen, brother, they crucified his body. That body he had died. Just like me and you will die. Right. Just like man dies. Yeah. I think the scripture, his soul went to the heart of earth, his spirit went to be to the Father. Yes, sir. Now listen, child of God. The Spirit of God liveth. And that quickening power that's Christ is in you, Sister Linda. His life is your life. The reason you have spiritual life is his life. It's the life of God in you. He's quickened us together. Here in the scripture, he said, by grace you are saved. His life is your life. He said, listen, he said, and hath raised us up together. He's raised us up together. Listen, you've been resurrected in the newness of life. If you don't know that, you're a dead man, but we've been resurrected, Brother High, by the power of God. And he'll go on into this, but right now, we're not waiting to go to the other side to be resurrected in the newness of life. That's taking place. God saved you by the grace of God. You was a dead man. I'm talking about spiritually. You was a dead man, and you got up under the power of God. You've been resurrected in the newness of life. You've been raised with Christ, by Christ. His life is your life. That's how you're alive this morning to God. I was born July 30th, 1966, in this world, alive physically, but that didn't give me life to God, Sister Linda. That didn't put the life towards God. That's not put in you when you're born into this world. I know, Brother High, that a child, there is a time, there's a certain time, I do believe that's right, that they're in innocency, and if they die before they reach that, that's between them and God. I believe they go to be with God. Yes, sir. A lot of babies is in heaven right now. A lot of them was the blood of man's hands on them, but they was God. Yeah. They was God. A man grows up, a young boy grows up, Brother Todd, and he's accountable to God, he don't have no spiritual life in him. None. How do you this morning? You was resurrected. He sit here in the Word of God. You've been raised up together with Christ, by Christ, his resurrected power, his life. Listen, the only reason hope we have in the life that we have, Brother High, is because he's alive.
Yes.
If he had not resurrected and got up the third day, listen, the hope we have this morning would not be there.
Right.
It's not there. That's why you're not of all men most miserable. Because he did get up. And he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And he ever liveth to make intercession for you. And his life is the life you have now. And aside from that, you don't have none. That's where it's at. He raised us up together. He said, and notice this. And he said, and made us, I'm trying to get to a point where I really want to get. He said, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Now listen. That has to be right now, Brother Hyatt, because he's speaking in past tense right here. And made us.
Yeah.
That means already done.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say, gonna make us. He said he's made us.
Right.
The scripture means a lot if you really pay attention to what he's saying. He's already here. He said, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Made us sit together with who? Christ.
Yeah.
The Son of God.
Yeah.
He's made us sit together with him. And notice he said, in Christ Jesus. That's your position. Listen, if you the Word of God is valuable and it's all profitable, Brother Hyde. I understand, know that. I'm not disputing what God said. It really is. But that's as rich as three words if you ever find in the Word of God. He said, in Christ Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's your position. That's the whole source of everything that you have with God and in God and of God. Anything that you have is because in Christ Jesus. See, the Father loves the Son. That's why he loves you. The Father hath committed all things to the Son, Brother Hyde. That's why I'm a joint heir this morning.
Yes.
Because I'm in Christ. That's why the things that God has, you have, it's because you're in Christ. That's right. The Father loves the Son. The Holy Ghost commits himself to the Son. He speaks of him, Brother Hyde. That's who he's about. That's who he speaks of. That's who he lifts up. That's who he glorifies. That's who, if I can say it this morning, that's who's on the throne, and that's who he presents as on the throne to this morning.
Right.
The Holy Ghost presents Christ as on the throne, thank God, and all things have been put under him. And I told you, we read in Ephesians, all things concerning the church, which is his body. He's been made the head over all that. He's the head over that. So the Holy Ghost speaks of him this morning. And the Word of God says, in Christ Jesus, that's your position. That's where you're at.
Yeah.
Listen, church, class, there's no other reason that you have anything of God but you're in Christ Jesus. No other source.
Yeah.
Jesus said, no man come to the Father but by me.
Yeah.
That's the position.
Yeah,
you can't get to the Father.
No.
You can't get to sit together in heavenly places. Can't have the blessings of God on this side. Spiritual blessings. Rain falleth on the just and the unjust, Brother Hyde. But I'm going to tell you this, spiritual blessings is to spiritual people.
Yes, sir.
A dead man walking out here ain't got spiritual blessings.
No.
He's dead. That don't mean that he won't have them. If God has chose him and God comes to him, Brother High, he'll quicken the worst sinner in man's eyes just like he quickened you in man's eyes. And then he'll have spiritual life. In Christ Jesus. Why? Why has he done that? That in the ages to come, now listen, you can put yourself right here, I think, Brother Hyde. And I'm talking outside necessarily the context of the scripture just for one moment, but you can put yourself right here, really, in the application that He's showing you now. How long you been saved, Brother Todd? 30 years? Well, 30 years is ages to come after God saved you. It really is. God's showing you and showing his power in you since he saved you. But in the scripture here, he said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. He's quickened you. He's chose you. He's quickened you. He's made you sit together in heavenly places that in the ages come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. There, if I can say this, and I'm not saying that God don't have all ability, but that's how he's showing it. There, if I could say this morning, Brother Hyde, here's the proof. Here's the proof of the exceeding riches of him. Here's the proof. Here's the production. Here's the product, if I can say that. Here's what come of this. We talked about the exceeding riches and the greatness of God and the riches of the grace of God, and the grace of God is rich and it never runs out and is always sufficient and there's always a supply. God's showing, he's going to show it. Here it is. Here's the proof. Here's what it produced. He said the riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. He's speaking about a bunch of dead people, thank God, that's been quickened by the power of God, been made to sit together with him in heavenly places, and the only way they got there was by the exceeding riches of the grace of God. That's the only way they got there. Listen, we talk about it, Brother High, and there's no doubt, and you can read in the scripture, and there is no doubt there's certain men and certain ladies that they're old. There was only one of them. There's only certain few that are spoke about in Hebrews 11, the chapter of faith. The word of God does talk about the 24 elders in Revelation and in the scripture. It does speak about that. But I don't say this much, Brother Hyatt, they all got there the same way.
Yes, sir.
There ain't but one Christ. There ain't but one on the throne. There ain't but one, thank God, that's crowned King of Kings. That means he's King of all the kings and Lord of Lords. That means he's Lord over all the lords. He's the King and the Lord of all of them. There's only one of them. And then everybody that'll be on the other side got there by one way, thank God. God's going to show, thank God, the exceeding riches of his grace in us, in his kindness towards us. How is he doing that? How's he going to do that? Through Christ Jesus.
Right.
It ain't going to be because Paul was called. He ain't going to be there. And God's not going to show the exceeding riches of his grace towards the apostle Paul because he was called to be an apostle to the Gentile people. It's going to be because of the riches of his grace. Paul's a great man.
Right.
Used of God. He's great because God called him for a purpose.
Yeah.
And used of God. And there's only one like him. The only one, Moses. I mean, you can name all kinds of people if you want to in the Bible. Elijah, Elisha, Rahab, Ruth. You can name all them people all you want to. And they're great people, greatly used of God. God chose them, pulled them out, chose them out of a world full of sin and used them greatly, Sister Linda. Lydia, I mean, there's people, you can name all kinds of people in the Word of God, but they're all going to be there by the exceeding riches of the grace of God. That's how he's going to show it. It's the kindness in us. Do you realize that if it was not for God, you're condemned? You have no hope, Brother Hyde. You know what's worse than being lost and blind? Is not knowing you're lost and blind. That's what adds to it. And we're walking lost and blind, Sister Linda, and man's walking lost and blind, and they don't know it, but they're without excuse. They're accountable to God. God said you can look about you, and there's God. Every man will give an answer to himself, of himself. He'll bow his knee. His tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Without excuse, but the kindness of God. How'd you get there? I mean, think about it. And it grows on, Brother High. I mean, God's merciful to me, and I got family here. I got children here. I got grandchildren. That thing goes on and on and on. Why? Because of the mercy of the grace of God.
Yes.
Not because of me or you. Or any other man, the grace of God, the exceeding riches of the grace of God. He said he's going to show that. Notice this, and I got to move on, and I want to look at some other scripture. He said this is a great verse, greatly known in the scripture, no doubt. Probably one of the best well-known verses of scripture by saved people in the Word of God, because you know about it because you've experienced it. He said in the Word of God, verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, I want to read in Galatians another familiar scripture, and I'm going to come back to that. I don't want to quote it wrong. He said, "I am crucified," Galatians 2, verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ," crucified, "nevertheless I live, yet not I." He said, "I live, Brother Hyatt, yet not I." Y'all might have heard Preacher Hyatt and other preachers. I've heard it a good bit recently. Don't try to live it yourself. Christ lives it through you.
Sure.
That's what he's saying right here.
Yes, sir.
That's what he's saying. He said, "Nevertheless, I live, yet not I." Don't try to live it yourself. You don't have to live it yourself. Now, can I say this morning, class? You don't have the ability in yourself to live it yourself. He said, "Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live," notice this, "by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And he said, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." Now he said here, the faith of, you got to read it, the Son of God, who loved me. That word "of" denotes is a possessional word. It's a possessional word in the English language. He said, the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. God said in Ephesians, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Now, Brother Hyde, if you go to the store and you see a pair of pants in the store, I'm just using this illustration, or anybody out here, you see a pair of pants, and Brother Todd, anybody, sisters, anybody, you see something you're going to buy in the store and you're going to give it. You're buying it with the intent. You know you're going to give it to somebody. It's the whole reason why you're buying it. But until you give it, it belongs to you. Yours solely. Nobody else's.
Right.
He said, the faith of the Son of God. Who? Jesus is the Son of who? God. The Word of God said in Ephesians here, he said, it is the gift of God. Now that scripture saying, child of God, that you don't have no faith. Man don't have no faith.
Yeah.
He ain't got none, Brother Hyde. Not this faith he's talking about. He don't have none. Who's this faith belong to? God. Who did it belong to, Sister Linda? God.
Yes.
It's your faith now because God gave it to you.
Yeah.
But where did it come from, Brother Hyatt? Not myself.
No.
The faith he's speaking here in the Word of God, he said here that we're saved through faith, for by grace, it's the grace of God. Again, the exceeding riches of his grace is how you're on the other side. It's by grace. That's where the power, that's the source, Brother Danny, by grace. The grace of God is the source. The source, thank God, that produces the faith. That it, where the faith of God comes from is by the grace of God. That's what he said, by grace. That's how it happens. That's the power. That's the source. And listen, faith is the avenue. That's the pathway, if I could say, thank God, of the power, the grace of God, that a man will believe in Christ, But the faith is Christ. It's not yours until he gives it to you.
Yeah.
I didn't have none.
None.
Man, I had no faith to believe in God.
No.
Of, he said here in the Word of God, he said it's the gift of God. Gift of God. Listen, you're saved this morning. Listen, you're saved this morning by the faith of Christ in Christ. That's how you're saved.
Yeah.
It was his, Brother Hyde.
Right.
The faith that God's talking about was his before it was mine. Oh, I know in God, brother, in eternal God, that it's always been there. I understand, know that. But I'm telling you this much, I didn't have no faith towards God till God quickened me and gave me faith.
Yeah.
Didn't have none. Who did it belong to? The portion of faith, that portion of faith I had, the Word of God, they talk about the portion of grace and the portion of faith. There's no doubt God gives that out. God gives that out. Some men have more faith than others. I think that's right, Brother Hyde.
Yep.
Some do. Oh, you have little faith. That's me. I got a little bit of faith. I ask God for more.
Yep.
I think I got a little bit more now than I did, Brother Hyde. 25 years ago, 30 years ago, but I didn't obtain that portion by myself of myself either. God give it to me. It's his is what I'm trying to tell you is you're saved of the faith of God in the Son of God. The source is the grace of God. It's Christ. The faith belongs to him. He give it to you. Now you possess it, thank God, possess it to believe in the very one that gave it to you. He says the gift of God by grace. Well, now anybody would think that they could get to God by anything that they do. You'd have to take a knife and cut this out. You literally would. I got a little pocket knife in my pocket this morning. You'd have to come in here and notch this out, Brother Hatton, and it'd be a hole in that page. That wouldn't get rid of the Word of God.
Right.
But you'd have to ignore it.
Right.
You'd have to take your pen knife and cut it out because you don't like it. It don't suit your way of living or what you believe. Or what? How could you deny that it's the grace of God? He said in the Word of God, grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. What's not of yourselves? The faith. What he's saying, it's not your faith. He said it is the gift of God. What is the gift of God? Faith. How do we get it, Brother I? By grace. How'd you get it, child of God? How did you obtain? How do you believe this morning? By the gift of God. How did you receive the grace of God, the gift of God, Brother Danny? By the grace of God. That's what brought it to you. It's what brought it your way, if I can say that. It's what come by in conviction and put you on your knees before God. Broke you down. Oh, that's a working, thank God. Grace brought in repentance. It's the source of everything, Brother Hyde, the grace of God.
Yeah.
Right. Where'd that source come from? I think that source of the grace of God, I think, come from the love of God.
Yes, sir.
If you don't go all the way to the back of it, the start of it, the love of God, but the grace of God, Brother Danny, come to where you was at. You didn't go to God. God came to you. You didn't have no faith in God till God gave you faith.
Right.
If I can say this, y'all forgive me. There's a lot of crazy people out here that believe in things that they know nothing about. It was in the scripture too, where I think in Acts there's some superstitious people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and an unknown God. I tell you this much, I'd hate to believe in anything or anybody that I didn't know anything about. When he talked about your eternal soul. He talking about people playing a game of chance, Brother Danny. Russian roulette. They playing Russian roulette with a fully loaded gun. With a 25 cylinder. I mean, it don't make no difference. It's fully loaded, Brother. There's no chance of non-death. They got no chance. And listen, you didn't either. It's the grace of God. It's the gift of God. The faith. The faith is Christ. He gave his faith in him to you. That's right. It's the avenue that God saves us. It's the source. It's the grace of God. Y'all know that the law of God, there's nothing unholy about the law of God, Brother Hyde. Nothing unholy about the law of God. Nothing unrighteous about the law of God, Brother Danny. Nothing. In fact, the law came from God. And it was given by Moses according to Scripture. The grace is of God. And it came by Jesus Christ according to Scripture, John chapter 1. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ. How did the grace of God come to us? Jesus Christ. How is it even extended to you? Jesus Christ. Your position. He said, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. There be no man to boast before God. None. No man's justified by the deeds of the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. He died sinless, no sin in him, lived as a man. He had to become a man, live and die in a sin-cursed world without sin, fulfill the law of God, fulfill all the righteousness of God, Brother Hyde, fulfill the will of the Father while he was here. That had to take place. He had to take place. And he's, if I could say this, he's purchased that. He's obtained that. The God is satisfied with him.
Yes.
In fact, he said, well pleased. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. That had to be the Father speaking that. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He's well pleased. Not with me, but with him. You say, Sister Linda, or any of you brothers and sisters out here, did God look on you and yourself yesterday? Did he see everything that I did, said, thought, everything went through my mind, everything that God looked at me yesterday, did he look at that, Brother Hyde, and say, I'm well pleased right there? No. What he saw, who he saw was his son. He said, I'm well pleased.
Right, in Christ.
In Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's how he sees you this morning. And he's well pleased. Not of works, lest any man should boast. No man will stand before God and brag about anything he did to get to the in the position or in the presence of God.
Right.
He won't. There won't be no sin over there. There'll be no glory of man over there. There'll be one on the throne. And everybody there, Brother Hyde, I say everybody, everything, everybody. That's everything that created. That's them angels and all.
Yeah.
Will be around. The worship, the praise, the glory is going to be to Christ Jesus the Lord.
Yes.
That's right. God, Brother Hyde, God committed everything to him.
Yes.
All the fullness would dwell in him.
Right.
God did that.
Yes.
The whole Godhead.
Yes.
This is decreed, determined by God.
Yes, sir.
God did that. Why would man think that he would be something when all of God said the Son? I mean, how could a person get there, Sister Linda, and say, I'm gonna get up here and when I stand before Jesus or while when I don't know everything gonna be about heaven. I'm just saying this, I'm just giving an example, Brother High. We're gonna get after we worship a little while, we're gonna get off to the side and talk about all we did and all the message we preached and everything we taught and all the goodness we did and how many people come to church because we invited. That'll never happen. It ain't going to happen.
No.
And Brother, there ain't going to be no desire anybody on the other side to do that because they know how they got there. They know the one, thank God, that died for them. We're going to sing that. Listen, we'll be singing a song we don't want to sing it, thank God. The blood, thank God, was shed. He was crucified for us. It's not of our works. We didn't do anything to get there. Listen, it's a gift. Again, you don't buy a gift. It's bought and give to you. He paid for it. He gave it, thank God. That's right. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Now, y'all might be different. I'll close with this. Brother Hite just said it. But some people, I guess, do. That just ain't never been. I've never gone to the store to buy something not knowing who it was for. I never have, Brother Hite. About 2 weeks ago, I was on the way home. I don't really like them. They're all right. I don't really like gummies. They got a new style. You maybe ain't tried them. Why, she likes them. She really likes them. They gummies, they balls that covered with nerds. Y'all know what nerds candy is, don't you? You might not, brother. I don't know. Your grandchildren probably. I ain't either, really. I stop Food Line to get something on the way home. Sometimes I do that, you know. A little common sense, save a little gas, you know, instead of having, I'm already in town. I stop sometime at the grocery store on the way home. Yeah. And I don't remember what I stopped to get. And I was walking down the aisle and they had them things. Of course, they put them out there where you can see them, you know, to antagonize you to buy them. Yeah. But they had a special on them, you know. And I bought her a couple bags to take them home. Here's the point. I know when I bought them who I was buying them for. I didn't buy them, and I said, I'll figure out by the time I get home, or I'll figure out sometime who I'm going to give them to.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You stop at the store and buy your wife a dress, you know you're buying it for her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He knows, Sister Linda, when he went to Calvary, exactly who he is buying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's why we have what we have. Nope. That's why we have what we have. He gave it to us.